Listen to your favorite Christian radio station on www.sidmedia.org. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It's time for us now to turn our attention to our daily focus for today's 5 minutes after two. And Pastor is here. My goodness, Pastor Haluba is here. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to... Oh, and just as I was saying that, Pastor got away. Just as I was saying the pastor is here, the pastor is now gone. I wonder what happened. All right, we'll try and get the pastor back on the line. Pastor Haluba, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon to you, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm able to hear you. Good afternoon, too.
Lovely, lovely. Today we're talking about faith and the environmental stewardship. What is that, Pastor?
Okay, good afternoon, listeners. Today we are looking at faith and environmental stewardship. Environmental stewardship can be described or defined as... or referred to as the responsibility to use and protect the natural environment through individuals having active participation in conservations or conserving the environment, as well as practicing sustainable ways to ensure that the environment is safe and well protected.
Okay, so assuming that that perhaps is something based on, reading of the scriptures, assuming that this is something that we too need to countenance, how does our religious teaching encourage responsible care for the environment and sustainable use of resources?
Okay, basically, all the religions around the world, I think they all agree, to the fact that there's some divine or divinity when it comes to the creation and the things that are in the environment. So nature itself actually attests to the fact that there is an act of divinity, and as leaders, members, individuals, we need to actually be able to treat this fact as such, that this environment that we are in came into being because of a certain being that brought this into existence. So as spiritual leaders, we are encouraged at all levels to critically, ensure that we uphold ethical, ways of valuing this environment that has been given to us by not exploiting the things that God has given us. We need to, to be spiritually committed to protect the environment and God's creation.
So, how does our faith do that? What does it say? What exactly does our faith say about taking care of the environment?
When you read the Bible, I think there are 100. Verses that actually talk about how we are supposed to. Even when you read in the book of Genesis, the book of Genesis reminds us of God's creation, that God is the one actually who brought these into existence. And he actually implores us to say we are supposed to have dominion. We are supposed to have dominion over the creation or the things that God has brought into existence. So as Christians, it's our mandate to ensure that we take care of the environment by not practicing certain things that may exploit the environment. We are to to ensure that we are at the helm of ensuring that we become role models. When you read the book of Isaiah, I think Isaiah 24, verse 4 to 6 there, Isaiah says, the earth dries up and withers, the world languishes and withers, the exalted of the earth languish, the earth is defiled. Isaiah is trying to talk about human beings as having defiled the earth, having disobeyed the laws, having violated the statutes, and having broken the everlasting covenant. And so he says there's a curse that consumes the earth. And this is why we see today, we talk about climate change, we talk about issues around surrounding us, the floods, the droughts, and the like. All these come because we have not taken care of the environment. We are not good stewards. We are unable to manage the environment that God has given us. So as Christians, we need to actually be at the helm of ensuring that we uphold the ethics, Christian environmental ethics, of ensuring that we teach even our members how they are supposed to protect and respect the environment. They are not supposed to do anything they feel like doing on the environment because they are destroying the environment.
So share with us these verses, Mfundis, particularly the ones that talk to us, that teach us to, as individuals, to make ethical choices about what we consume in the earth. What exactly does our religion say?
When it comes to how we are supposed to manage the environment,
what does our religion teach us as individuals in making ethical choices about what they consume, what we consume as individuals?
Yeah, we can read, of course, from the book of Psalms, where actually God says, the earth is mine and everything that is there. You can also read in the book of Psalm 103:19-22, where God says, the psalmist says, God is the creator of all things, rules over all, and deserves our worship and adoration. And also in the book of Psalms 19:1-6, the psalmist says, the earth and all, the cosmos, is God's. And these verses are just trying to remind us that men and women were created in the image of God. And yes, God has given us the dominion to take care of the environment. And he expects us to ensure that whatever we do, even to our own bodies, in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, it reminds us that, our bodies are a temple, and we are not supposed to, to misuse these bodies that God has actually given us. So there's the issue of temperance comes in. How do we manage ourselves in this environment that God has given us? What do we consume? How do we ensure that we do not temper with that which God has actually instituted in us? So that does not only, culminate to the issue of the environment, but even our own bodies. How do we take care of our own bodies? What are some of the substances that we take? And so all those are some of the things that we can talk about as we look at the environmental stewardship.
Yeah, so I was hoping for the text that would talk to us about making ethical choices, but I want to move on to our next question. Does our faith promote values of simplicity and moderation? For me, it's a no-brainer, but I'll let you answer it. And how do these values contribute to sustainable practices?
Yes, our faith does contribute to how we are supposed to take care of the environment that God has given us. And so when you look at, the Bible, is clear when it comes to how we are supposed to conduct ourselves. And as I mentioned earlier on, that, a Christian environmental ethics is something that we need to uphold as leaders in teaching, you know, our members how they are supposed to take care of the environment that God has given us, and also ensuring that this environment, which is so fragile, you know, is nurtured and protected. We need to reach to an extent where we are able to respect the things that God has brought into existence. If you look at how the environment has been exploited today, I think it leaves much, you know, to desire as especially as Christians. Now, the thing is, the question is, where are Christians when all these things are happening? We are the ones who are supposed to roll out, you know, these sensitizations to the communities where we live, to the, you know, to those that surround us, to tell them that God actually requires us that we manage our environment. We look at practices that are able to sustain our environment, and you know, issues of even, I can give an example of even the way we just manage our own environment in our homes, dumping papers, waste management. How do we manage our waste? All those are some of the contributing factors that we can talk about as leading to how we are supposed to uphold these ethics in our communities.
Particularly as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, we believe we're Bible-based. And my curiosity now is, do we have any traditions that express gratitude for the earth and seek the inspiration of God regarding the care of our environment? Do we have such traditions?
Yes, we do. We do have those traditions. Even when you look at, you know, the children of Israel, as they were actually coming from the Egypt, getting into Canaan, I think God had given them rules on how they were supposed to take care of the environment, the things that they were supposed to do, and that they were not supposed to pollute the environment. You know, so the guidelines are there. Even you know, when you read the psalmist, actually talks about how we, is the followers of God, are supposed to ensure that, you know, we guard the environment jealously, knowing that this environment that we are talking about, it's actually God's creation. He's the one who brought everything that is in this environment into existence. And so we have those guidelines that as Christians, as Seventh-day Adventists, we are supposed to follow. On how we are supposed to manage the environment.
My last question, Funis, what teachings specifically encourage a long-term perspective on sustainability?
Basically, the long-term teaching that we can talk about here regarding sustainability, because when we talk about sustainability, basically, we are talking about how can we continue to manage our environment? How can we continue to protect our environment? So basically, we are, as Seventh-day Adventists, the only thing that we can do is to ensure that we do not disobey the law of God. We are not supposed to even disobey the health laws that are given. And also the laws that are the bylaws that are given in our communities and regions where we live, we ensure that we are able to, you know, be the one who are in forefront to ensure that we are taking as role models, you know, the issue of mismanaging of the environment, the issue of, you know, waste management and the like. All those things are supposed to be some of the things that we as Seventh-day Adventists should be able to roll out in our communities and, you know, sensitize our communities that they are supposed to respect the environment and everything that is in the environment. They are supposed to uphold the laws of God. Because if we do not do so, then it means that we are exploiting the environment. And later on, we are going to face the consequences of disobeying the laws, just as we read in the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah was reminding us that the earth has dried up and it has withered. Why? Because we have violated the law of God. We have, disobeyed the laws of God, the statutes, and broken the covenant that God has instituted to his children.
Pastor Ian Haluba, thank you very much for your time. Please pray for us as we close.
We are praying. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, this afternoon for this moment, Lord, that you had given us to share your word, Lord, through how we are supposed to take care of the environment, Lord, that you have given us as stewards. Our prayer, dear Lord, is that may you help each one of us, even as listeners, to be able to manage the environment that you have given us, to be able to become good stewards who will be able to sustain this environment, because this is your creation. Thank you so very much, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Appreciate your time and your ministry. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Have a good day too.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.